Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Stoner Chicks Podcast, the podcast for stoners by Stoner Chicks. I'm Phoebe Richards.
I'm Grace Penzel.
I'm Kayla Teal.
And I'm Stephanie Dobson.
And we're here with another hot episode coming at ya. There's some people that are very special to us. Everyone. Most everyone is special to us, but there's some people that are very special to us. And those are the people that join us over in Patreon. Help us keep the lights on.
If you want to help support the show and check out a ton of bonus content over there, as well as the new added feature of the Stoner Chicks Hotbox Discord channel, where you can go to hang out.
And it gets hot in there.
Go to patreon.com/stonerchicks and check it out. We're so excited to thank these patrons.
Yeah, because if you sign up, we'll thank you, just like we're about to do for Jennifer from Missouri. Wow.
Wow. Ooh. Thank you, Jen. Jen actually joined the day that I started the Discord.
Love that.
And we got to hang out while Jen was playing video games and we were playing Mario Party, and it was a great time. So thank you so much, Jen.
Thanks
for listening to the podcast. We're so excited to have you as part of the community.
And we'd also like to thank Dylan H.
Dylan H.
One of my favorite names.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah, I love the name Dylan for boys, girls, and everyone else.
Wow.
Dylan is a great name.
Yeah.
And rounding out the trio, we have B. Any relation to B. Arthur? I guess you don't share the first same
names. First names are necessarily a sign of that.
Familiar.
I'm also familiar with B. They're a friend from the Instagram Lives.
Nice.
Now they're a friend in the Hotbox Discord. And on Instagram, their name says, believe in yourself.
Oh.
And I just think that that's so nice. So thank you, B, for becoming a patron. We appreciate your support.
And we'll see you over on Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're like, ooh, this sounds exciting, I want to have more Stoner Chicks, well, you know, you could actually see us live pretty soon. Ain't that right?
Oh my God.
Friends?
I can't fucking wait to do a comedy show with you three again.
I know.
Okay. Because last year, I don't know if anyone remembers, but we didn't really share that much because it was kind of tragic and depressing, but our 420 show fell through.
Yeah.
We were going to have a 420 show. So we haven't had a live improv show for 420 since 2022. And we got The Crocodile Hereafter for April 18th. It's a 420's Eve's Eve show. So go to the Hereafter site, buy tickets. We don't have a cute little bit.ly link yet, but we will. And tickets are on sale for cheaper if you buy it online. They have really fucking good sandwiches at this place. You can order food and drinks to your seat, scanning a QR code. We're going to be token. We're going to be performing, like having a good time. So we can't wait to see you there April 18th at the Hereafter.
Getting on a jet plane. Kayla's flying here. She's risking it. I don't know if everyone heard about the maggots that just poured on passengers on an airplane and they had to
turn
around.
Wait, what? The doors are flying off and the maggots are falling on people?
Yes.
No. What?
All right. I am risking it all to be up there on 418. I'm risking maggots.
What?
And honestly, I can't think of a better way to spend 420's Eve than
picking maggots out of your hair while you do comedy.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. We have to stop talking about this. I don't even want to know.
They're just little fly babies.
That's all.
But yeah, we'd love to hang out with you in April.
Yes. It's just over a month now. I would love to ask you three, what are you smoking right now?
I got prepared this time. Just whipped out my jar. I went for more economical, I went for the tiny buds, because it's a little cheaper. I went with Paris Cannabis Company. I don't think I've ever gotten anything from them before, but I got Platinum Skittles. It's pretty good.
Hmm.
It's an indica leaning, and I'm going to take a toke here. It's kind of a heady, but not too bad.
I can still focus.
Great. Well, I've got this pre-roll here I'm about to light up, and it's strawberry cough, which I've really been enjoying. It is myrcene and pinene are its leading terps in the terp world.
Oh, God. Never say it like that again.
I don't know, I felt like a bro for a second.
Yeah, you were, that was so bro-y that I was like, I almost believed that you were selling me cannabis like on Aurora or something. Oh,
well, this was grown at, and provided by Tilted, the company I often get my weed from. And it's very lovely. It's not, doesn't get me super high, but it has a very happy high. Happy high. Phoebe's got a happy high.
Happy high, happy wife, as we always say. We've smoked that strawberry cough from Tilted together. I know when, I think when we were all four in person, we were smoking strawberry cough out of the bong, I want to say.
Out of the bong.
I personally have been dog sitting for the first time in a while. So I'm not actively toking right now, but I did smoke this morning and I got Taurus strain. Fuck, now it's not in front of me, but it's blueberry. I'm obsessed with blueberry right now. When I went to Santa Fe for a week, I had blueberry muffin from our Green Leaf down in Albuquerque and it was so good. So now I'm just doing blueberry everything. I got a blueberry moon blend from Raven Smokes and then I got this blueberry strain from Taurus, which I still hate their joint tubes because they're square and hard to open, but I really like this weed. So feeling good this morning.
And you're wearing a blueberry top.
I'm wearing a blue top. This is my brother and me munch squad top.
Ooh.
Grace is entering her blueberry era, which I wonder if there's like a similar terpene profiles in like Blue Dream as blueberry strains. Cause I fucking love Blue Dream and I haven't had it in a while. You're making me want to revisit my roots. But I'm smoking something like I woke and boke to into some like lemon cherry gelato. Is that what we got? It's the weed me and Phoebe bought at the OG Cannabis Cafe. I still have some left from Helena Farms.
I'm impressed you still have some of that left.
I know. We got a lot of free weed that week. So I've been kind of just like,
you're also kind
up.
Of, you squirrel it away, Kayla. You can squirrel it away and find your little nuts every once in a while.
Yeah, I see you. your little cheeks are all puffed out. Full of all those nugs.
Exactly.
Every time you smoke with Kayla, the weed is kind of wet when you have when
Wait,
you pack
what?
It.
Because it's been in my cheeks.
Because you squirrel it away in your cheeks. I'm just kidding.
But one of my favorite things about this with the packaging that this weed came in is there's a poem on the back of the package.
What?
Do you want to hear the poem?
Read it. Oh. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Beneath the sky with her cannabis seed, she tended crops with loving care, and in her leisure smoked her weed with salty breeze entangled hair. But now she's gone and all is still. Helena's farm by the ocean and olive tree. Her silhouette haunts the arch on the hill and her voice the sound of the sea. Gone is the woman, but the farm is reborn. The sun still shines, the land not sour. With her Hellenic ways, time tested and worn, we bring you a taste of Helena's flower.
It's beautiful. Kayla, I remember us reading that out loud while we were sitting in the cannabis cafe.
It's so much longer than I ever could have prepared myself for.
Yeah, I kind of dazed out halfway through, but then I pulled myself back in at the end.
Helena got you back.
Helena got me back.
That was an odyssey.
But now I want to know, how do you become a cannabis poet?
Didn't we like look up all those coming or cannabis? All you got to do is get is like a on DeviantArt or something and fucking start posting cannabis porn art. Or I mean, porn poems. Sorry, wait, what? What are we
porn
talking
poems,
about?
Weed porn. That's the next step. Steph's going to start writing weed porn poems. I think you could do that though, and then you sell the book. This would be, I feel like, for the ladies and the theys. It would be a book that you get, and then it would come with some pre-rolls, and maybe like some sort of little vibrator type thing, and then it would have all of the weed porn poems. I think
okay,
that
so
is awesome.
A chapbook of dirty weed poems.
Can it be like a coffee table book, so it has really glorious pictures, but they're like Maybe it's a sexy cannablorg.
Sure. I think probably then you remove the sex toy element. But yes, because that's not really a coffee table thing. Like, oh, masturbate if you like.
Or you could like cut out little parts of the book that hold, you know, how you hide things in books and cut out a little hole.
Oh.
And put.
It comes with a little vibrator for you to use while you read the poems.
Yeah, clearly I'm still sorting this out. I'm still figuring out the details, but I'll let you know, listeners.
Okay.
Grace, you were going on about something and then stopped yourself because you wanted to save it for the pod.
I know, but we're already on minute 11, but I wanted to talk about, because it's consumed my life for the last 2 days.
Oh boy.
This internet phenomenon. And by the time you hear this, it's going to be so old. If you haven't listened to it already and you want a really good story, as Drea Clark, who's a film festival curator, said, it's storytelling from a very interesting place. This woman did a 50-part TikTok series telling the entire story of dating, marrying, and divorcing a pathological liar. And like getting into a relationship with this guy in March of 2020 and ending up marrying him, and then finding out over time that literally almost every single thing he ever told her was a complete fabrication.
Yeah. And he would fake his phone calls. Like, he would fake relationships with other people by taking fake phone calls in front of her.
And he literally like signed his name to a $690,000 cash offer on a house when he had no money to his name. Like, who is that crazy pathological
liar? That's fascinating. I think he needs to be studied.
And I think he will be after this, because this woman's, all of these videos have over like 5 million views on them on TikTok. Like, this is like a national phenomenon, people. And over all in all, someone told me that it's over 8 hours. It's a 50-part series. I watched all of it in the last 2 days because I've been dog sitting. So I've just been like,
what else is there to do?
Listening to her tell my story. She's just sitting in her car or like at home. So I'm not like watching it constantly, but she's a very compelling storyteller. She takes it through it blow by blow, which someone who overqualifies things and overexplains things, and people are constantly telling me to get to the point, I can relate to this woman and I appreciated it. So if you want a really scintillating story and like just some awesome free entertainment from this woman on TikTok, it's Reesa Teesa, R-E-E-S-A-T-E-E-S-A. And just look, it's, the series is called Who the Fuck Did I Marry? And it's wild. So that's my plug for the week. But it's just, I had to get it out to you guys because it's been on my mind.
It's an interesting phenomenon. She basically did a self-produced, self-starred, like, mini docu-series about this shit that happened to her. My Groundlings classmates have been very into it, so I've been hearing all about it.
Oh.
it's been going on for a couple of weeks already. Like, it's been a thing. I assume it'll continue to be a thing. But what my big takeaway from it is, like, you have to pay attention to red flags. And the first time that you know that someone lied to you, like, you can't fucking ignore that.
Yeah.
If someone is lying to you, the first lie that you catch, that has to kind of be it. Like, it's just, it's not, it just goes deeper and deeper.
I dated a pathological liar when I was 18, 19, 20. Yeah, and it drove me crazy. And
gotta make 8 hours of TikToks or it didn't happen.
I mean, I'm not going to blow up this person's spot. I care about this person, but like, it's just a really sad, like, deep insecurity thing. Like, somebody like needs to make things up to feel any, because they don't
whole.
Yeah, they don't feel impressive enough, or like, they don't feel, it's sad.
Yeah, it's tough. I had a former roommate who I think may have also fallen into that category, and it's tough to watch because it's like, you don't realize how much you're actually isolating yourself by lying. It's tough. Anyway, and also my other takeaway from this story, real quick, was just female friendship, y'all. Like, female family, female friendship, like, the girlies coming through from each other, stealing those little moments of like, hey, I that you might need to get the fuck out right now, kind of thing. So if you see something, say something. We've got to have each other's backs. And that's what I'll say about Risa Tisa. So thank you for the entertainment, Risa Tisa. And now over to you, Stephanie.
Yep, that's right. It's time for High Thoughts with Stephanie.
Yay. Ooh.
Hi, Stephanie. I hope you're well and happy. Thank you. My first high thought started because I blew smoke at a stink bug. I didn't know it was there until after I exhaled, I promise. Anyway, I text my husband to ask him if he thought it got high when I did that. He said no, he doesn't think so because they breathe through their bodies. I asked him why he knew so much about stink bugs. Then I looked it up. And it turns out, unfortunately, insects do not have cannabinoid receptors. So sadly, they don't even get to experience the amazing properties of cannabis. My next high thought is kind of just an observation. We have so much technology now. We have drones that can deliver people's food, self-driving cars, etc. Why are we still dealing with subpar home printers?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Big printer, we're talking to you.
And signed SYW Samantha.
Thank you, Samantha. I love that.
Excellent message. You can send your messages to stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at stonerchickspodcast.
I was going to say, we got to start with the stink bug. We got to work our way through this high thought.
My takeaway was, it's wild to me that we know what kind of receptors stink bugs have.
Oh, the poor stink bugs without their endocannabinoid systems. I do sympathize.
How do we know that when cats see us, they see bigger cats?
What?
I know that sounds different.
This is like, you just leaped so far away from what we were talking about.
Well, I was thinking of like, how do they know that? And it made me just think about what are crazy, like, scientific findings I hear that are like, how do you discover that?
Well, a lot of stuff are like a hypothesis or something like that, that they can sort of prove through doing some studies. But some of it, it's just all guesses, really, until proven otherwise. Right?
Do stink bugs have brains?
Technically, yes, but not in the sense that we have a brain. You know what I mean?
Can they lie? Are they pathological liars, stink bugs?
We have like fully developed frontal lobes. Like, I don't think cats do, really. Like, they might have a very small frontal lobe. And so that's why they interpret different. And for me, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Grace.
Oh my gosh. I do love that you just dove into it, though. You were convincing me. You really were convincing me that you knew about stink bug, like, neurological systems.
And what was the second part?
It was about how our technology has advanced so much, but our home printers still suck. And I actually just had this conversation with my cousin. He needed to borrow my printer, and I was like, I don't think it freaking works anymore, because I had to update the software, but in order to update the software I had to buy into a subscription plan. So now my printer dysfunctionally probably works but won't let me work because of some software hullabaloo.
I have a theory as to why. I think printers aren't advancing and getting better because they're becoming obsolete. Like, we're sharing everything digitally, so even at schools, like, they're not using nearly as much paper in schools now. Every kid has like a laptop after the pandemic. So like, maybe they're like, well, this is good enough. I don't think it's worth advancing this technology because it's going away.
They're like, we're putting all our money into the chips in the brains. That's what they're working on.
Yeah. Let's watch TV on our eyeglasses. That's what we need.
Oh my God.
I'll project it through my projector hole in my forehead.
Speaking of which,
mine's in my vagina.
Oh, the people that I'm dog sitting for do have something. I haven't looked at it much, but they seem to have a tool called the Meta Quest, which is some sort of like Google Glass type headband that's from Meta. I don't know where it came from. I haven't looked into it much, but I just feel like if you do that, you're leaving out a huge portion of the population, especially old people. Old people can't do all that stuff on their phones. And I've seen it really fuck people over that they can't just get a printed out piece of paper for something anymore. So sorry, I had to take it to a serious place. We were joking around.
Well, I think this
these high thoughts spurled more high thoughts. This is the most highest high thought ball of high thoughts we've had.
Samantha.
Yeah, thank you Samantha. That was awesome. Send more if you have them.
Thank you so much, Samantha. That was a great high thought. I have some important, we must get to it, update for BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
Fame.
Fortune.
Deceit.
BuzzFeed.
Allure. Gossip. Deceit.
A BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
So we one time, and earlier in this episode already, something you all said made me think of it, but I don't remember what it was. But in BuzzFeed, we came up with a silly slogan of types, and it was something like, you won't hear it here first, but you'll hear it here eventually.
I like that.
And I just think it's important to keep us all updated on what's the happening with the lovely selection of celebrities that we cover in BuzzFeed. That's kind of what it's turned into. And the biggest one for me is our favorite couple, Bennifer.
This is me now.
I'm going to have to push back on our favorite couple. But I love hearing about them.
Well, I think that my love is big enough that it equals love from all of
yes,
us.
I agree.
So yes, actually, we also mentioned Patreon earlier, and a great reason to join is pretty soon I'm putting together an episode I'm going to do on there where I'm going to talk about the new Jennifer Lopez movie, I believe only streaming on Prime, which, eh.
Wait, it didn't come out in theaters?
No.
Straight to video?
No, it's like
straight
an
to
art
Prime.
Film.
It's an like art film that like accompanies her new album. You know, you used to buy the CD and you'd look at the little booklet. Well, this time you buy the album and then you can watch This Is Me, .. Now.
Now.
I know. I've been seeing the billboards of it are all over Hollywood. So I assumed it was like a big theatrical release.
It's a big deal, no. But it's not a theatrical release. So anyway, it's a very epic a movie that was done. I saw a very short making of. It's all green screen. It's kind of the thing. So it's this musical fantasy. It looks part The Cell, which was a movie that Jennifer Lopez did years ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it's supposedly loosely about her life. And there's a scene where her friends have like an intervention that she's a sex addict. So I'm excited to find this out. So keep your eye on that on Patreon, because soon I'm going to make hopefully at least one of these gals to watch it with me and talk about it. But then also we have Ben Affleck, and so I didn't watch the Super Bowl. This is where we really get into the, you're definitely not going to hear it here first, but I got to it today. I didn't watch the Super Bowl, so I don't really pay attention, but he's been working hard. This I knew with Dunkin' Donuts all year. I love that this is Ben Affleck's new big thing is Dunkin' Donuts. And there's another commercial that he's in the Super Bowl that I assume now is playing all the time. And his buddy Matt Damon has joined him.
Oh boy. But makes fun of him in the commercial. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like Ben Affleck dancing around.
And Good Will Hunting, while I wasn't a giant fan, I was like, 13 or so when that came out? 14? So like the Ben and Matt friendship train. That's back when I like respected Hollywood. Isn't that weird to think about? So I thought really quick we could watch the commercial.
I don't think you should do this. Last year she came to my work. Now I gotta show her what I can do.
He's here.
Affleck on the track.
What up, boys? For consideration, here comes the Boston Massacre. The Dunkies. Touchdown, Tommy on them keys.
Player coach.
Got it.
I'm open.
And needs no introduction, my partner.
Sometimes it's really hard to be your friend.
You said you were going to support me.
Don't go away. My heart, why you dunking me, girl? Why you dunking me?
Don't
my heart.
How do you like them donuts? I'm so sorry.
You had to see it, but I forgive you. Lay us on the track.
Are we going to be on the album?
We talked about this.
Let's go. You're blinded by them pinstripes.
Wrap it up.
There goes Babe Ruth.
Tom, you can stay.
You remember when I told you I'd do anything for you? This is anything.
Chill. They're naming a drink after us.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but I've always thought that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were funny.
Yeah.
I've always thought they were funny. I thought that was funny.
No, I did too. I truly covered them. It's both, I think there's a ridiculousness, of course, to all of them, and they've all done really stupid things, but, like, I do have a love for Ben and Jen and Maddie. Not Tom Brady, but I'll deal with it.
For those of you who weren't able to actually see that, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and a couple other guys are wearing just insane tracksuits that have Dunkin' Donuts branding really brightly colored all over it. And Ben Affleck does a little rap dance and
Tom Brady's the DJ.
And Jennifer Lopez is there just with head in her hands, ashamed, just humiliated by his display. Yeah.
Apparently, so Ben Affleck has a role in the movie This Is Me, .. Now, a love story. And but you never see his face. And I didn't read it, but I found a long article of the director explaining that choice. So that is the update that you all needed.
Thank you, Phoebe.
Of BuzzFeed.
Thank you so much.
Gosh darn, let's give these listeners a smoke break.
Let's take a smoke break. Woo!
Welcome, welcome back to the podcast from the smoke break. I believe we're going to bring back another fun little segment of Danklopedia.
Dank, dank, danklopedia.
Danklopedia.
What's dank?
And our next victim, I mean, just kidding. Our next person who's doing it is Phoebe. And I'm coming
Yay!
Up.
It's me.
With the subject. And
I'm a little nervous. I remember how nervous Grace was.
I know, I almost passed out.
Okay, I have my timer ready.
You're going to have to either write this down or I'll spell it out for you so you can find it.
I'll write it down. I have pen and paper here, but I won't write anything else.
Great.
I could also just type it in the chat if that would be helpful.
Oh, yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah, let's do that. I love it.
I could do it. It's probably easier just for me to do it.
Depending how much of this stays in the app, you're getting a little behind the scenes, listeners.
All right. Whenever you're ready, Phoebe.
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, I should light up my joint.
Yeah, light up your joint.
And just listeners, if you are just tuning in.
Standing here.
It's
oh,
in
my
your
God.
Hand.
No, I mean the lighter. Sorry.
Oh.
Like,
I thought you lost a lit joint and were about to burst into flames.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm really ready.
Okay. So listeners, we're going to give Phoebe a subject that hopefully she's never heard of before. She'll have 4 minutes and 20 seconds to research and read as much as she can. And then she'll come back and, or is it the other way around?
On Wikipedia.
On Wikipedia. And then we're going to do a little fun little thing while she's researching. She'll come back in and tell us her, what she's
findings.
Learned. Yeah. You ready, Phoebe? Your
I'm
subject
ready.
Is Storme de Lavare. Or Storme de Lavare. The E
okay.
has an accent on it in Storme.
Okay. Great.
I've never heard of this person.
I'm ready. Bye.
Bye. All right, listeners. While Phoebe is doing her research, her high search, we're going to do another little high thought.
High thoughts with Stephanie. Do, 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 do. Bomb.
This high thought comes from Adrian. Dear Stephanie, sometimes when I look at things and my eyes are a bit unfocused, things seem to pixelize. I was looking at a painted white wooden box. As I looked at it, it was like I was looking at a screen too close and seeing the red, blue, and green dots that make up white. I don't think you can see the cones that way, so it's probably just because I'm high. This brings me to my high thought. Do you ever think about how, since the cones of the retina respond to red, green, and blue dots, red, green, and blue, does that make them inverted LCD screens? Instead of producing all these little dots, are they absorbing it? Are LCD screens just inverted retina? What do you think the resolution is? Curious to hear your thoughts. Adrian, smoke your weed.
Oh, man. I think Adrian will be disappointed with my response, but I do not think I'm smart enough to speak on this. I have no idea.
Well, doesn't like human eyes are some of the most developed eyes, I think. We have like 9 cones, you know, that resort something like 9 cones in our eyes that absorb part of the light spectrum. But like, what is it? Mantis shrimp can see 16 or something. They can see ultraviolet, something Whoa. That we can't see.
That's cool.
I think that's right. I don't know. But as far as how technology works and how we see pictures on a movie screen, I don't understand it. Or like how, you know, how it plays on a screen and then how our eyes are able to all see the same picture.
Yeah, I don't know. When you get into stuff like that, all I know is one time I was tripping on acid and I did see that, the sort of like separation of the like colors within the light that was going into my eyes. And so I feel you, man. I guess that's what I'll say. Thank you, Adrian. And I wish that I could understand more about like when you're tripping or really high and you have a change in your sight, like what that is.
I'm assuming you're getting extra or less blood flow, or like your cones maybe dilate or something. So then you're perceiving light differently than you're used to. So that's how you, I don't know, again, making shit up.
Yeah. No way to know.
No way. No way to know.
It is wild what we are able to do with like visuals and screens now. And if you, like, it's wild to me that it's all just like code. Like, how the fuck did we get here?
Let's unplug from the Matrix, man.
Yeah, I'm never looking at a screen again. I'm looking at real life. I'm looking at leaves, sky.
What if that's part of the Matrix?
It totally is. I've been saying this, but I want to start a physics segment on the podcast. I'm saying it right here, right now, because I want Ooh. To talk to you guys about the double slit experiment.
The double slit?
Yep.
Didn't we already say this on the podcast once?
We said this on Instagram Live.
Okay. And so Kayla's obsessed with something called double slit, and we still don't have any idea what that means.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it. Wait till we can talk together.
No, I'm pretty sure that if you Googled it, you would get like really X-rated adult sort of search for it. Wow, 4 minutes and 20 seconds is kind of a long time.
It is.
Hey, I'm back.
Welcome back, Phoebe. Do you feel smarter than you did 4 minutes, 20 seconds ago?
I feel, yeah, sure. Okay, hopefully you all can hear me. My name is... So to introduce myself as this person. Now I feel like I'm standing in front of the classroom and the teacher's a little bit mad at me. Okay. Stormé de Larvary? Larvary? What do you think? Help me out.
Larvary?
Beautiful. Is known as a gay icon according... At some parts, I'm going to use my language carefully because I am just saying what I read on Wikipedia. So according to her and several witnesses, it was her fight with some police officers at Stonewall that started the riots. Is that the right word? And she was born in the 1920s. She had a very wealthy white father. Her mother was Black and was a servant in the household. And Whoa. Yeah. Stormé was raised by her grandmother, and I'm just realizing I don't know if I know which one. And at 18, realized she was a lesbian. They referred to her a lot as a butch lesbian. Was androgynous. Could pass this as Black, white, male, or female very easily. And in fact, was arrested once by police officers for being accused of being a drag queen. And was just walking down the street, normal.
Living her life.
Mm-hmm. Stormé had a long run at the Harlem Apollo Theater as a very early drag king. and the only drag king that had ever been at the Apollo Theater. Yeah. Had lived to the age of 92, had dementia in the later years, had a long-time partner named Diane, they say that Stormy carried a picture of Diane in her pocket like every day of her life till she died.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. So that's nice. I feel like there was more. Oh, one thing born in New Orleans, lived there most of her life. And in jobs that they mentioned that she had, bouncer was a big one. And I, for some reason, love the idea that this person was also a bouncer. Performed, I want to say, at Radio City Hall. And this is what I remember.
And so what about Stonewall?
Oh, so supposedly was like there when Stonewall happened, started the Stonewall riots. That's what they're called, right?
Yeah, it was the Stonewall riot, but it pretty much started the gay civil rights movement.
Yeah. I think, I read, what was it? They said that she was often referred to as the Rosa Parks for the gay community.
Oh, was she the bouncer at Stonewall, or was she just there on the outside?
I think
she was
just there.
Yeah, I think just there. The only reason I said the way I did is I feel like, and I could even be wrong, but like, I feel like there, I have heard sometimes different accounts of like the person who quote unquote threw the first brick or started the first fight. So I just assume, like, I don't know, but it seems like Stormy was there and part of like the beginning of the fights, because that's what I got. Wow. Getting high and doing that is intense.
Isn't it intense?
Yeah, it is really intense. But you did a good job.
Thank you.
I'm happy to learn about yet another queer activist, the legacy of the Stonewall riots and the fight against transphobia and homophobia obviously continues. There's been really troubling and sad news this week in America about the death of a non-binary teenager because of basically anti-trans legislation that emboldened people to
attack them,
kill this kid. Mm-hmm. So it's very sad. And we here at Stoner Chicks Podcast obviously are allies of the LGBTQ community, and we love to celebrate people like Stormy, DeLarvery.
And because I did my presentation already, I'm not cheating because I couldn't remember this, but in 1987, Michelle Parkerson released the movie Stormy, The Lady of the Jewel Box, and it's about her life. So that might be a cool thing to check out.
Oh, I definitely want to check that out. Thank you, Stephanie, for
suggesting
that. Thank
you. That was great. Loved it.
Yeah, like kind of going off what you said, Grace, we are still fighting the fight of the fight that was started long before us, long before Stormy, but we need to keep on fighting. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for listening to Stoner Chicks Podcast, y'all.
Yeah.
You can review Stoner Chicks Podcast by going to Spotify and giving us 5 stars, or giving us 5 stars and some nice words on the Apple Podcasts app. You can visit stonerchickspodcast.com to check out the links for our upcoming 420s Eve show. You can also sign up for our email list. You can buy merch. We've got hats. We've got shirts. We've got anything you could ever want as far as hats and shirts.
And mugs.
You can join for $3 a month. You can join the Stoner Chicks Discord by visiting patreon.com/stonerchicks. We have more episodes, a monthly Zoom session where we all get to hang out. And at the $20 level, you get videos of our smoke breaks, which we record for our platinum cuties when we're taking our smoke break. We love doing this podcast. We love you. And Grace, what do stoner chicks always say?
Just wish I could get high with a stink bug.
Smell you later.
Smoke your weed.
Smoke your weed.
Stoner Chicks Podcast is hosted by me, Grace Penzel, Stephanie Thompson, Kayla Teal, and Phoebe Richards. The show is edited by German at Your Podcast Editor, and the theme music is composed by Jessica Damari. Email us your high thoughts at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com or send us snail mail at P.O. Box 80586, Seattle, Washington 98108. please follow us on social media at Stoner Chicks Podcast on Instagram or Broccoli Broads on TikTok.